KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 58, winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. And the Weather Service's very high fire danger is expected this afternoon across most of eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa. Gusty northwest winds with humidity dropping to 20 to 30% and dry fuels will make control of any fires difficult. Therefore, burning is not advised this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Red Oak police report officers arrested two women on drug and other charges late last night. Authorities say 28-year-old Ray Jean May Steele and a 28-year-old Alina M. McFarland, both of Red Oak, were arrested a little after 11 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and gathering where marijuana is used. Steele faces an additional charge for four counts of child endangerment. Her bond was set at $2,000. Bond for McFarland was set at $1,000. A traffic stop at around 9:50 p.m. Sunday in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Devlin J. Phillips of Council Bluffs for driving under suspension. His bond was set at a little more than $491. And at around 6:30 p.m. Sunday, 62-year-old Scott Wade Berry of Red Oak was arrested for OWI first offense. He was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following a collision Sunday at the intersection of North 8th and East Reed Streets. Authorities say a 2007 Pontiac G6 driven by 17-year-old Courtney Lynn Hoswell of Red Oak was traveling east on Reed Street, going the wrong way on a one-way street. When she attempted to cross North 8th Street, her vehicle was struck by a 2018 Chevy Equinox driven by 24-year-old Candace Ann Teipelman of Lenox that was traveling northbound on 8th. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $4,000 altogether. Red Oak police cited Hoswell for failure to yield upon entering 8th through Street. The Griswold School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at 5:30 in their conference room, and some of the items they'll discuss and or act upon during the meeting will include approval of a snow day makeup plan, approval of an HVAC or heating, ventilation, and air conditioning automated system service contract, approval of a superintendent sharing agreement and individual approval with book fees for 2021-22. Also, the Griswold School Board will act on an auditorium stage floor repair and a contract adjustment for the transportation director, along with approval of the 2021 list of graduates. The Griswold School Board will discuss tonight sharing a vocal teacher with Villisca and the middle school high school principal search. There will also be a closed session discussion and action on separate personnel matters as allowed by the Code of Iowa. Members of the Exira EHK School Board will hold their regular monthly meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. And during the meeting in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building, the board will hold a public hearing on the FY 2021-22 district budget. Some of the new business on their agenda includes discussion on an approval of the 2021-22 school budget, an AEA purchasing contract for food service items, approving operational sharing agreements for 2021-22 with IKM Manning for a school business official, superintendent, and technology. Also, the EHK Exira School Board will act on approving a 2021 graduating class pending the meeting of graduation requirements and an agreement with AEA Green Hills for a librarian. Also, they'll act on a pre-K through 5 principal and on approving a renovation of the restrooms in the elementary school building along with personnel matters. The final item of business for the Exira EHK School Board will be return to learn plan, and that'll be action regarding the face masks or facial coverings, if you will. A public hearing will be held this evening at 6:30 with regard to the fiscal year 2021-22 CAM Community School District certified budget and school calendar. That meeting takes place prior to the regular CAM School Board meeting, during which the board will discuss and take action on approving the 2021-22 calendar and budget as proposed, renewing an Iowa local government risk pool natural gas program agreement, approving a purchase agreement with the AEA for 21-22, also approving of a master social work agreement for 21-22 school year. The CAM Community School District, Green Hills AEA CAM School District agreement, approving the list of graduating seniors for the CAM School District and Connections Academy. The CAM School Board will also review and award a bid for vehicles. And finally, they'll act on approving an out-of-state trip for the after-prom event. The CAM School Board will also receive a presentation by the Nottoway Valley FFA and Ag Issues team, and hold discussion with regard to daycare in Messina. They'll act on any personnel matters, such as new hires and resignations, to come before them and receive a facility update. Their final order of business is to hold an exempt session for strategy negotiations. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday. On their agenda is discussion and possible action on approving a resolution for the Secondary Roads Department construction program, approval of new hires by the county engineer, approval of a resolution with regard to the 2021 weed control program, establishing a Cass County Temporary County Redistricting Commission, appointing members to the Cass County Zoning Board of Adjustment or Zoning Commission for the remainder of terms, and the Cass County Supervisors Tuesday will act on appointing a member who is a licensed physician to the Cass County Board of Health for the remainder of a term ending in 2023. Their meeting takes place in the Supervisors Boardroom of the Courthouse in Atlantic, and persons interested may view and or participate via Zoom. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.